Hello, this is EJ Castor with the Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. And with me, I have one of my students. Ryan Statton is from England, and he's going to talk with us about rugby today. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hi, EJ. Thank you for having me.
Ryan, tell me about yourself. What's your major?
Come here to study mechanical engineering.
Mechanical engineering. And you are a freshman, first-year student?
I am, yeah. I've only been here for two and a bit months now.
And how are you adjusting to living in the United States?
I had to buy a lot more shorts. It's a lot warmer than England. The lifestyle is different, but I'm enjoying it.
So what exactly is different between the American and the English lifestyle?
It's a bit different at FIT because we have everyone from everywhere. It's a lot more friendly. You don't get as many strange looks when you're walking around. The warm weather seems to put everyone in a better mindset and attitude.
A lot of people comment on your accent.
I've had a few comments, not as many as people would probably think. I think because it's so diverse at FIT, I tend to get more comments when I'm off campus.
Everybody loves the British accent.
Yeah, it's mostly girls that comment on it.
And you are really big into rugby.
I am. I've played rugby for 5 or 6 years now. We do have a school team. I do play for the school team. Unfortunately, we're actually not in a league, so we only have 2 games per semester. We just had the second game against University of South Florida. It's a good time. I recommend anyone that thinks about trying it out. We're great for just starting rugby. The team's kind of finding itself at the moment. It's a newly developing club.
Where are most of the players from that are on your team?
We actually have a lot of French players. A lot of the people that play on the FIT rugby team are from France. We have obviously many Americans as well. We also have to join with the local rugby team called the Red Eyes for most of our games. We tend not to actually have enough FIT students to fill up a whole team.
Now, for our audience that is not familiar with rugby, can you give us a quick introduction on what is rugby?
So rugby, as most people that know rugby, is a contact sport. You have the same kind of shape as an American football. The basic ideas are you have to place the ball down in the opponent's end zone after the end of the pitch. However, the ball can only be passed backwards, and whoever receives the ball must be behind you.
And you have no equipment to save you from those hard tackles.
Well, you wear a gum shield or a mouth guard.
And that's the extent of it.
And that is the extent of
it,
yeah.
No pads, no helmets, no protective equipment whatsoever.
You wear socks.
Socks. You relate a story about one of the first times that you played rugby where you almost drowned.
Yeah, so obviously playing in England is very different to playing in Florida in terms of the weather, the style of rugby. Back home, it's a much slower game. There's a lot of standing water on the pitches at the weekends. I got tackled one time. I was landed front down, and as everyone tried to get the ball, I had a few people land on top of me, and I was face down in the water. Luckily, before I nearly drowned, people got off of me, but I'm here. I'm all safe.
But you can literally drown in, 3 inches of water?
Yeah, as much water it takes from the floor to the top of your nostrils, you can.
And you couldn't get up because everybody was piled on top of you.
That's quite a lot of weight.
Well, Ryan, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. I hope you don't sustain too many injuries while you participate in your rugby games. And I do hope you enjoy your time while here in the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad that I could have done the show for you.
This is EJ Castor with the Florida Tech International Student Spotlight. Thank you for supporting Public Radio, WFIT 89.5 FM, broadcasting from the Florida Tech campus in Melbourne, Florida.